Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kelsey Nixon, and this is Kitchen Prescription, the podcast you listen to when you don't know what to make for dinner. This is episode 64, How to Feed a House Full of Guests. So it's the final countdown to Christmas, and I hope you're getting excited and also finding some calm amongst the chaos. One of the things that I haven't done yet, but that I'm really looking forward to, and it's got to happen soon, is having a session of wrapping gifts while watching Christmas movies. Number one on my list this year is Home Alone. I can't believe I haven't watched it yet. I think it's because my kids are convinced it's scary, at least my younger girls. And so every time I suggest it, they say, no, it's too scary. It's too scary. So I'm excited to watch good old Kevin McAllister. And you know that scene at the beginning of Home Alone where the house is total chaos and the entire extended family is grabbing pizza off the counter? There's something about that that immediately fills me with holiday spirit. This whole idea of spending the holidays with a big, crazy family, despite any dysfunction, is just, I don't know, it's heartwarming to me. It just feels right. And if you've ever hosted overnight guests, or you happen to be hosting them this year, you know that it is no small feat to keep everyone fed around the clock. So today, we are going to chat about some of my best tips for feeding a house full of guests. But before we do that, let's discuss a few recipes you can throw on your meal plan this week. And the best part is these recipes are all only 5 ingredients and great for feeding a crowd. So if you are hosting this week, these are ideal 5 ingredient recipes that'll feed a lot of people. Before we even talk about these recipes, I do, because these are independent of Christmas Eve and Christmas dinner. So I want to talk to you about one recipe tradition we have on Christmas Eve. And this is from my friend Melissa. I don't know how many years ago she suggested this, and we've done it, and it's so much fun. We have what are called reindeer ribs. So we do ribs on Christmas Eve, and we take the bones after everyone's eaten their ribs, and we scatter them on the front lawn for the reindeer. So Santa gets milk and cookies, and the reindeer get ribs. And my kids just think it is the funnest. So we're going to make ribs on Christmas Eve. And other than that, I want to talk to you about 3 recipes we're doing, one of which we're doing on Christmas night. And it's funny because this, you know, we're not going to be with family other than just our immediate family on Christmas this year. We're leaving the day after Christmas to go see extended family. So it's just our family. And we don't really have a signature Christmas Day dinner. It's the reindeer ribs on Christmas Eve. It's really our tradition. So this year I'm doing a pot roast. I'm going to do the slow cooker Mississippi pot roast. That has been one of our family's favorite recipes this year. It is so good and so easy. And I love, especially for a holiday, it kind of fills the house with smells of home cooking throughout the day. And I kind of just think that's perfect for Christmas. So Ollie in particular loves mashed potatoes. And this is so good with mashed potatoes. And we're going to do rolls and just have a really delicious meal. Another recipe we're doing is prosciutto wrapped chicken. It's only 5 ingredients, and this is the easiest way to elevate good old fashioned chicken breast. It's wrapping it in prosciutto. I like to serve it with green beans or asparagus, and it's so yummy. We add a little cheese on top and it's delish. Then finally, my girls will call this red and green pasta. It's the spinach tomato tortellini. It could not be easier. The tortellini literally cooks in the marinara sauce. You don't even have to boil it separately. You add the red from the marinara sauce and the green from the spinach and some Parmesan cheese, and it is just so easy. So there are your recipes for the week. You can find and print them all in Recipe Club individually or in our weekly meal plan with an easy-to-follow shopping list that's been broken down by recipe. Remember that if you sign up for Recipe Club, you get 5 new recipes every month, plus all of the extra things we do, like our 5-ingredient seasonal meal plans. You get our cheat sheet. You get weekly meal plans. You just get anything you need to help you set up a simple dinner system. And if you are hoping that 2024 is the year where you become a bit more confident in the kitchen and feel like you really get a handle on dinner, this would be a great companion to help you do that. We are also selling our 3-month gifted mini membership through Christmas. So there's just a few more days that you can grab this, but for only $24.99, you can gift Recipe Club for 3 months. And that would be such an easy last minute gift for somebody, an easy stocking stuffer. All right, let's jump into the back half of the podcast and discuss how to feed a house full of guests. I love a full house, but let's be honest, feeding house guests isn't for the meek. It really takes quite a bit of planning and simultaneously flexibility, because you don't want to be so stuck in your plans that it makes people feel uncomfortable. It's kind of tricky. The fact is, feeding people, even people that you love dearly, can feel like a chore. So you might have guests arriving early before the holiday. You might have guests who stay through the holiday weekend and into the New Year holiday, which means you have several meals to serve. And you might be going home and want to pick up, you know, your favorite burger from the local joint, but still there's going to be meals served. But I'm genuinely confident that with a little bit of planning, feeding everyone in the days before and after the holiday can be a simple do-ahead affair. So I want to provide some tips on how you can easily feed your house guests. And we're going to start with my number one recommendation. Don't overlook this opportunity for extra help in the kitchen. If you have house guests that are coming and willing helpers, absolutely take them up on it. Like if your mom is coming to stay with you and she's offered to help, assign her a night to head up dinner maybe, and maybe she'll make your favorite childhood meal, right? Like I think that just people like to help. I think most people really like to help. And if they don't, you know, and you just move on. But it's nice to include people, especially if, like, let's say your sister-in-law is staying with you and it's their family and their kids and your kids have cousins to play with. Maybe she is known for a certain dish. Maybe she's known for her family's baked ziti or whatever it may be. I think saying to someone, hey, I know we would love to have your baked ziti. We know everybody loves it. Would you mind heading up dinner on this night? Happy to help, but it'd be great if I could just take one night off of my plate. I think people love the idea of helping. So even if it's not someone taking dinner over for the whole evening, it's like accepting help with the dishes. It's accepting help for making lunches a few days. Don't be afraid to accept the help. I'm mostly saying that for me because this is really hard. I think, oh no, they're a guest. I want to take care. No, when people are staying for a long time through the holidays, we're going to accept the help. Okay. Secondly, make a big batch. The holidays are like usually like a long eating marathon, right? So we need to let go of the complicated meals and we need to focus on some large batch recipes at the beginning of the week that can be reheated before serving throughout the week. So I want you to think of things like chili, baked ziti. I want you to think about even roasting a bunch of seasonal root vegetables until they're slightly crispy. And then you can throw those in omelets and salads and toss them with pasta or rice for a heartier meal. In a pinch, you could even take those roasted veggies and wrap them with your favorite cheese and a tortilla and have an easy lunch. Also, don't forget about shredded meat, shredded pork, shredded chicken, shredded beef. In a slow cooker or an Instant Pot, that can go such a long way when feeding lots of hungry guests. So for example, you could do a shredded chicken, and one night you could toss that with some barbecue sauce and have Hawaiian rolls and do shredded chicken sliders. You could take that same shredded chicken and toss it with some salsa verde and do chicken and rice burritos another night. And you could do this same chicken, as long as you're not using any flavors that are, like, you're not going to want to put cumin in an Italian dish, right? So you're going to want to be somewhat generic on seasonings. But you could take the same chicken and you could include it, you could do, like, a really delicious shredded Italian salad, like a chopped Italian salad, and add the chicken in there. Just think about different ways that you can use one bulk protein. That's a really good thing when you've got a lot of people in your house. All right, easy snacks. I find the guests during the holidays kind of like to graze throughout the day, but don't assume that that means you need to make a bunch of snacks from scratch. I like the idea of assembling all of the sweet treats that you've been given by neighbors and colleagues in one place for kind of like the sweet station. So at my mom's house, she's got a butler's pantry, and that's kind of where all the sweets go. So it's nice because you can kind of clear off the counter as well, but that's a great place if you just need a sweet treat to get you through the day. I also like the idea of just having cut up vegetables or for crudité. You can have store-bought hummus or guacamole kind of on a platter. You can pop it in the fridge and pull it out in between meals. Also, just fruit on the counter, I swear, is the best for kids. Easy to eat fruit. So clementines or grapes or apples that they can grab. That's a really great thing to have out. Also, think about having even like your, you know, favorite tortilla chips with some salsa. Or a big one for me is I love having sliced apples with the unexpected cheddar from Trader Joe's. That, with little toothpicks, is so, so, so yummy. So go for foods that can be eaten without a plate and really minimize cleanup. I wasn't joking about the toothpicks. Toothpicks are awesome. Let's talk about breakfast on the big holidays, because we want to make it easy and fun, and you've got plenty of cooking to do. So don't overcomplicate breakfast. Don't offer to cook omelets to order. I like the idea of whipping up a large batch of your favorite muffins that you could even make them now and freeze them and just reheat, or your favorite granola ahead of time. Set that out with some yogurt and fruit and everyone will be well fed until dinner rolls around. I also really like the idea of doing something like a strata. This is something I'm going to do. I'm going to do the bacon cheddar scallion strata in Recipe Club. I like that I can prep it like literally a full day in advance and then just pop it in the oven on Christmas morning, and it's a super hearty breakfast. My mom, growing up, she would always do this overnight French toast for years and we all loved it, but she'd prepare it the night before, so it was nice. You could have it made in advance so you could really enjoy more of a slowish holiday morning rather than worrying about getting to the kitchen quickly to make this big elaborate breakfast. So those are just a couple of really quick ideas for feeding a house full of guests. Don't say no to help. If someone's willing to help or take a night, even if you say, hey, you guys, your family's in charge of dinner on Tuesday night, your family's in charge of dinner on Wednesday night, and guess what? They may decide, we're going to this Mexican restaurant. Great. Or we're picking up from our favorite Greek place. Whatever it may be, just eliminating a little bit of the burden can be so helpful. Don't forget about those big batch recipes. What can you make two of, three of? Big ziti is awesome in Recipe Club. I've got a shredded beef, a shredded pork, a shredded chicken, all of those in Recipe Club, and those turn into all sorts of meals. Have a nice rotation of snacks going, something sweet, something savory you can pull out of the fridge, and remember to keep breakfast simple. All right, you guys, before we end for the week, I wanted to just extend a heartfelt thank you for listening to the podcast this year. It's crazy to think that we are wrapping up 2023. I have so enjoyed being here with you week after week, hopefully helping you come up with a couple of really easy dinner ideas for you to throw on your meal plan and offering a few tips along the way. I feel so passionately about regularly making dinner and using that as a vehicle to connect with the people that you love most. I think there is nothing more powerful, and it is the why for me, the reason that I do Recipe Club, the reason that I show up for this podcast every week, the reason I show up on social. That feels very meaningful to me, and I am so grateful to those of you who listen to the podcast, who are members of Recipe Club, who join me on social, to engage in that mission of sorts, to really feed our people and connect with our people. So I want to wish you the happiest holiday season. I hope that 2023 wraps up beautifully for you. I hope you're excited for 2024 and setting some new intentions and goals and things that will hopefully make life feel a bit more calm and less chaotic. And I can't wait to jump into the new year with you. We'll take next week off and we'll be back at the very beginning of the year to kick off a very exciting 2024.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.